Anis Chav Beis Amid
Chav
Hey Amid Beis Avinu Malkeinu.
Thank you very much. Since we were Seir Shemei Tshuva, we're saying Avinu Malkeinu twice a day, and with Yom Kippur not be on Shabbos, we'd say it several times in Yom Kippur. So there's a very interesting Gemara in Chav Amid Beis, and a seminal piece of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter based in this Gemara. So we're looking at Chof Amud Beis, and we are where it says Shuv Maaseh. It's the first word of the line, Shuv Maaseh. In our particular Gemara, it's in line with the Lamed Gimel on the far right. It says, Shuv Maaseh, these are various stories, episodes that took place when communities need rain, and the various prayers that happened in order to bring about the rain. So Shuv Maaseh is another story of Rebbe Lozer and Hyrcanus, also one of the great Bali Tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Sheyorad lifnei Ateva, he was the Shliach Tzibur. Vinar. And he said, Esrim v'arba brachos, because in the time of a Tainus, one of the end-stage Tainus davenings is 18 brachos of Shmon Esrei. And then another six, Gemara has in Daf Tezvav, another six brachos were added in for this kind of etzara. So he said, all 24 brachos, v'loi na'ana. And nothing happened, the drought continued. Yorad Rabbi Akiva Acharav. So Rabbi Akiva, he was the next Shliach Tzibur. The Omar, and he davened, Avinu Malkeinu, Eilonu Melech Elo Atah. You're the only, we are entirely dependent on you, on your Malchus. Next, Avinu Malkeinu, Lemancha Rachem Aleinu. Have Rachmas on your sake, for your sake. Why? We have Inlo Melech El Oto.
That we have.
And we have a few Lama, the end, a few Lamanchos. Not exactly the same. Yeah. So the, and then what happened? Yoruk Shaman, who was successful, the rain came. And that is the source for our Avinu Malkeinu. One of the more recent Sfarim in the 1600s says that he suggests the Ateris Svi, it's a Kirishan Shechon Aruch, that when they saw that the Avinu Malkeinu was so successful, so then they added in and made our Avinu Malkeinu. Now, parenthetically, this is again one of those situations where the themes of Tefillah that we so often speak about in Chaim V'Lozhiner is readily apparent, where the substance of the davening was where Rabbi Akiva said that we understand if you give us rain, if there's going to be rain, it's going to be from you. Ein lanu melech elo ata. The only one who can help us is you, and we will fully recognize that you're the one who's helping us out. So that's one of the key components of every tefillah. And that is further expressed when he says, Asei l'mancha. L'mancha rach, what's l'mancha rachem aleinu? It means that Rabbi Akiva is assuring the Rabbonu Shel Olam that if he has rechmanas on us, then we will announce it with Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. We have Avinu Malkeinu Asei L'mancha V'Hoshiyeinu, and we have Avinu Malkeinu Asei L'mancha Rechamecha Rabim. And when one strips away the requests that one makes in Avinu Malkeinu, the way, Asei Mono L'man Shmecha could also be this, right? So you have Shana Tova to remove Gzeres Koshos, Batel Machshav V'Sin, Hafertas Soyvenu. So these are the lists of things that we're asking for. Mechot Rechamel, Zachrein B'Zi Korin Tov, Kosvenu, Hasvachon Akim Shur, then Malaysa Minasava, then we have, what's left afterward is asking the Rebbeinu Shlomo to accept our tefillahs, Shema Kaleinu, Kabbal Rachamim, Psach Shem Shemayim, and then we have Nolta Shevin Rechim Ufanecha, Te'ashoa Zoy Shes Rachim, different ways of asking, saying please accept our tefillahs, then what's essentially left is Chatanu Lefanecha, Ein Lanu Melech Elo Ata, and the Asei Laman. So Rabbi Akiva was the one who formulated the Avinu Malkeinu, and apparently he's the one who gave full expression to the idea that in addition to the things we're asking for, this is the strategy, this is the vehicle of the davening. Good, so Rabbi Akiva was answered.
Rabbi Akiva, he said Rachem Olenu, which is a very positive
way
of asking for Rachem. And all the others sort of say, Raman Racham Echor, Ben Du. There's no request.
Right. Well, no. We have chamol aleinu, ve'al oyleinu v'tapenu. But that could all be based on Rabbi Akiva's nusach. So then, what happened is v'yordu gshamim, have meranane rabbanon. So what happens is people start talking. That becomes the hak. What's the hak? What Rabbi Eliezer could not accomplish, Rabbi Akiva was able to accomplish. Miranei Rabbanon. Yotza Baskol the Umrah. So Baskol came out. Loi mipnei shezeh godol mizeh. Don't think Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Ella, Rabbi Eliezer. Ella, shezeh marvir al midoisav. Mizeh eino marvir al midoisav. Rabbi Akiva, easygoing man, let things roll off. Rabbi Eliezer, a tougher kind of a person. What, an indictment? What do you mean? What is it, an indictment? Okay. So, the... He was an Amar, I'd say, before he became Talmud Chacham, yeah. But he was, that's in his earlier life. You're right, okay. So, the question that's so often asked is that, what did the Baskol mean? When the Baskol said, Rabbi Akiva is not greater, I answered him because that means he's greater. No? They were saying he's a greater Mispalo.
Not great in learning,
okay, but...
He more emulates Hashem's ways.
Right, so he was able to... So let's look at the Rishos Lant in early Yisrael. I didn't give you one, sorry? I have yours over here. So this is a section of Or Yisrael that's often discussed in yeshivas. It makes a very, very important point in Avodas Hashem. It's from Yisrael Salanter. As we know, 1800s, and it's founded Musar as we know it today. So, why? By the what? So let's see. So the Yisrael Salanter quotes this Gemara, and about 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the top of the right column. V'lechora yipola ma'od. This Gemara is very difficult. Hallo, hamidah hazos shel mavir al midosa bilvod hispik lehagdil malas Rabbi Akiva al Rabbi Eliezer. He says, all right, so he wasn't a greater Talmud Chacham, whatever. Maybe he was a greater, but Rabbi Akiva was a great, accomplished more. He was able to accomplish what Rabbi Eliezer could not accomplish. So why don't we say, okay, they may be the same when it comes to Talmud Chacham, and they may be the same when it comes to leadership, whatever, but at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael needed something. Rabbi Akiva was greater in the midah of being Mavir Mod Osef. And that was effective, and because of that, Klal Yisrael was taken care of. At Sh'omu Chachomenu, and we know, because we quote this every era of Rosh Hashanah, Kol ha-mavir al-midosov ma'avirin lo'al kol-pshov she'ne'mar no'isi ovin vo'ir al-pesha ayin shom. The Gemara says, Lemi no'isi ovin lemi she'ovir al-pesha. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the person who lets things roll off, he's not makbid in his kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat him likewise. Ve'eich omra baskol. So how could the baskol say, you should know it's not because one was greater. Baskol could have said, he's greater in this midah.
It's possible because he's asking for rachamim in turn because he is on rachamim, that's why in this case it was...
That's why in this case he was answered, yeah. Right, so and but that's a good thing in general, no? In other words, we don't appreciate more a person's ma'aril midosef because Baruch Hu says when we listen to his tefillas, so doesn't that mean that he's a greater Jew? Why not? Okay, so that's along the lines of what Rishu Aslanda says. Rishamanu mipe kodesh adonenu mareinu rabbeinu kodesh Yisrael. So I'm assuming this is Yitzhak Blazer quoting Rishu Aslanda. Kineva gemara Shabbos dav lamed tana rabbonon la'olam yehi odom anvoson kihilel va'al yehi kapton kishamai. Gemara says a person should always try to have the humility of Hillel and not have the severity of Shammai. Ayin Shammai Gemara. Shesipru kama ma'asiyos me'anvesonusa shel Hillel. Gemara, there are many stories that speak to the humility of Hillel, the person who would come to him and continually ask him and not give him a moment's rest, and Hillel was not fazed and always answered in a kindly and generous way. And Shammai answered in a more dismissive way. Ve'kaptenuso shel Shammai, ayin sham. V'neha olam choshvim, ki ma'alosa shel Hillel, ha'yisa gedola yosem imala Shammai. And based on that Gemara, and rightfully so, because the Gemara says that a person should always follow Hillel's attributes, it means that it's worthy of learning of Hillel's attributes. So, it's fair for us to conclude that the Rosh that Chazal want us to follow the bottom of the right column, and Chazal want us to follow Hillel's as opposed to Shammai. The Kamo Guru Midas HaKavdonos, and it would seem from this Gemara, humility Hillel gets the. Gets Chazal's approbation, but severity, being dismissive, that Chazal censured. V'chamvur b'chama mekoymes b'shas v'alkein v'olom ha'emes b'li sofek madrigose shel Hillel geisim madrigose shel Shammai. So Chazal say Hillel's the better guy. Hillel's the better Oved Hashem. Ochein b'emes eutos. This is a mistake to say that Hillel stronger, better. Chazal like the more kihine lech over yeshlus pole ulish toimeim al sibas kaptenusoi shel Shammai. Because if in fact being dismissive and being judgmental and being tough is a bad thing and Chazal discourage it, so why would we imagine Shammai would have that characteristic? Avdoiris ha'acharonim Uma gam dervis rishonim, hoyu demil lamalachi asheris mamish. He says that the generations of Hillel and Shammai, like angels, vikimu kol haTorah kula, and they were kaim all of Torah, kol midos haTovah shebaolam, and they adopted and were part and made sure that they were people of very refined character. Umeyatu meayin nolad sibas kaptenus shel Shammai. And where would Shammai's, if this is a bad trait, where does it come from? Ha'im me'asher hoya kapton b'teva? Are we going to say that Shammai was by nature a person with a short fuse? By nature, he was a tough person? Ulam hochi yibotzer mishamai lechboshes midosov ulatoysim lechepsi lishtalei mimitis hanova? Would we imagine that Shammai would not be able to overcome a person, a trait, and not be able to conquer it. Ulam beri inyan hu. But the way to understand this is, ki ze ho yisa machloik, misibas machloikis, shamay vilel, bedarche avodas Hashem yizbaruch shema. Long lines of what Uri was saying. It must be, in order for us to understand how Hillel and Shammai could have these different personalities, it must be that they both believed that each one was serving their Ribbono Shel Olam in the proper way. And they argued. He says, just as they argued about which gezeiros to make, Shvusas Kelim and Shabbos, and they argue about whether you can put poultry and milk on the same table, they have many, many halachas. They also argued about profound issues of how we're supposed to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Imlis Naheg Midas HaNava, is it right to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with humility and flexibility? Or is it you're a Rav, you're a Godel Ador, and you have to maintain some distance, and you have to have standards of conduct, and you have to demand standard of conduct from other people? Shammai Hoyo Sover, ki al pi derech haTorah tzorich odom lisnaig b'midas hakavdonos lechvod haTorah. That's what we were saying before. Shammai's approach was that Kadosh Baruch Hu is best served if the Godel Ador demands certain kinds of behavior. The Godel Ador, if a person comes to the Godel Ador Erev Shabbos and he shepherds him and he comes back a few minutes later, backwards and forwards, so that's not kavod haTorah. So for Shammai to behave in a generous, easy way, and to say, come, no matter how many times you bother me, it's not a problem, in the shower, out of the shower, backwards and forwards, he says that devalues the prestige the Torah is supposed to have, and his avoda is to, what we would call now, tough love, to have a certain standard and make a certain statement. On the other hand, right, the Chvorot of Hillel, Hoyo Svirle, and Hillel had a different approach. Kilolam Tzarchodim Lesag B'Midah Sonova. Is no matter what, no matter what position you have, a person, a boss of a dom, a Yerei Shemayim, always has to conduct himself with humility, always has to let people have access to him, and that's the... That is the way in which Torah will be further appreciated. The Hillel Hoyo Svirle, Kilolon Tzorch Mechol Echot Hechzik V'daitoi, V'snayofi Shitosai. Each one had a theory, an approach to life. Each one followed their approach to life. Omnam, Im Shammai Hoyo Sover Kilel, Shalpi a Torah Tzorchodin Lisnaig V'midas Hanova, Kamu Hoyo Onov Kilel. Obviously, if Shammai really thought that Hillel's conduct was the best way to further Torah, he would have adopted Hillel's approach. He would have, over time, he would have made himself into an honor. He may have been naturally an honor.
I was saying that these were not the necessary, the manifestation of the show, both in Shammai and Hillel, were not necessarily the natural
right, absolutely, right.
Say,
oh, okay, we'll get to it. Okay. Ach, b'mikre, niyosa adomer, ki shammai ho yisvira leishu tzorch odom lesnag b'midas hakabdonos, lechvod haTorah, v'hilo yisovir lesnag b'midas ha'onova, v'kol echo desneg al pi shitosoi kaniz kolel. Each one had an approach, what is better for Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and they trained themselves and conducted themselves accordingly. So the question that Sam is asked, do we say that each one followed their own proclivity, or each one looked at the cold issues in a cold way and decided that
it could actually have been that Rabbi Stephen and Rabbi Elazar were both the same correct people.
Yeah. Oh, so we'll get to that. Vinei b'yavamis daf yud gimel. Plige be Shammai be Hillel. Im tzoras erva muteris l'syabe. Hillel and Shammai be machlokes. Very well discussed machlokes. If Rachmana Litzlan, Reuben and Shimon being brothers, and Rachmana and Shimon does not have any children, and Reuben is nifter, so Shimon is supposed to marry Reuben's almana. What happens if Reuben's almana is Shimon's aunt from a different father, let's say.
Sorry, he has Shimon would have two wives.
Right, Reuben would have two wives. And the first wife is an erva that Shimon would not be allowed to marry. All right, so again, if Shimon had one, if Reuben had one wife, an almana, happens to be that it's Shimon's niece, happens to be Shimon's granddaughter. Kacha, that's the big difference in ages. So Shimon cannot marry Reuben's almana because she's an erva. All right, so then the din, there's no din of Yibam in that case, no din of Yibam, no din of chalitza. Now what happens to Reuben is a second wife. Second wife has no relationship with Alder Shimon. So now can Shimon perform the mitzvah of Yibam with Reuven's second almana when the first almana is an erva? That's called Tzoras Erva. So, and the stakes are very, very high. Because if one's allowed to marry do Yibam, then it's mutter and then they're mechuyev. If one's not allowed to do Yibam, then she is an erva because she is the brother's almana. A brother's almana is always aser. A brother's almana is only mutter in this one case of Yibam. So there's no chumrah over here. You can't say, well, do it anyways. No. According to Beis Hillel, Tzoras Erva is mutter and chayiv. And according to Beis Shammai, Tzoras Erva is an erva. And Eishes Ach. Gemara Shom Omar Shmuel, ki also Beis Shammai ki devreyim. And that's one of the places the Gemara says, the beginning of Erev, and the Gemara says, that it says Yivamas, okay, Yivamas, 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 the Gemara says that Shammai practiced the way that they said one should practice, and Hillel practiced the way they practiced. The Gemara discusses how that nevertheless, Hillel and Shammai could marry into each other, and the different shitas, how was that done? Was that done with great, great precision to make sure that Hillel was not going to marry someone they couldn't marry? That's the easiest way to understand the Gemara. And the point is, the fact that they disagreed, and it was a very important disagreement, and it was a head-to-head disagreement, and one where there was no compromise, that did not stop them from trying whatever they could to establish one community. So also beishamei kedivreim ayin sham v'hainu sheyunoigin liyavim tzoras erva, that they had the practice of doing yibam on a tzoras erva v'hinei anan kaim ulan alchim beis hillel ulefi ze lefi alochem mishu biyamin tzoras erva hu pegeya beisur kovar shaleishes ach beis hillel. I flipped it before. Beis hillel was the one that says that one cannot marry tzoras erva. Beishamei was the one that said that one must do even Tzoras Erva. So it turns out that what Beis Shammai would permit would be an Iser Erva Achiv Kores Bimolid Mamzerim, according to Beis Hillel. Ubonav Hei Mamzerim. So there could be a situation where Beis Shammai says, must get Mestu Yivam, and Beis Hillel would say, Cholnu Bim Mamzerim. V'nei, Muvon Me'elov, Ki B'chol Zois, Beis Shammai Yatzmam, She'osu Kedivreyim, Yiv Mutzoras Erva, Lei Hoyolem Shum Ovin Klal. And Rabbi Sholander says, as the Gemara points out, there was no reason for Shammai not to paskin his shita. And when Shammai paskin the shita, that was the right thing to do. Beis Hillel would look at that marriage and say, they are being moilid mamzerim, and Beis Shammai would be Masada Kedushin and have a wedding for Shammai next, because it was a big mitzvah. And that's the way it was. And it's not even considered to be that Shammai did something wrong b'shogeg until the halacha was paskened. Ki p'sak halacha sheposku chachameinu achar kach ki Beis Hillel. The fact that Chazal paskened like Beis Hillel, once the Sanhedrin paskened like Beis Hillel, then Shammai had to stop his passing his way. But until it was paskened by the Sanhedrin, then Shammai, what Shammai would do is entirely mutter because he was following his shita as his rabbonim had paskin. Valpia Torah trichim linhoig kisvarasam, and Shammai was mechuyev to do what he said it should be done. Omnam loy zol bilvad shlohayolem shum inyan me avoin shogeg. Not only will we say that even in retrospect that what Shammai did was not an aveira, not even an aveira that was done b'shogeg without knowing was an aveira. Not only if you were part of the Shammai community and you followed Shammai's psak, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you schar. If Hillel's Talmidim would do this, they'd be chayiv koreis. They'd be chayiv skila, they'd be chayiv mamzerim. And if Shammai's Talmidim do it in the Olam Emes, they're going to get schar for what they did. Schar mitam, ki ba'olam ha'emes, heime kabam schar ba'ad mitzvos yivim lifi datam. Okay, acharei asher posku chachameinu zal, halacha b'chol mokin beis Hillel. But once Sanhedrin Paskin that we follow Beis Hillel, Hinei atom mishim yabeim tzoras erva chayiv kores, uvenidon begehinam b'chol chayiv ekrisis. And a day later, once it's Paskin, so then if a Shammai Talmud wants to follow Shammai, he's going to be chayiv kores, he's going to find himself in the Elam Emes of all the other chayiv ekrisis people who were megala aroyas. The clarity of his writing is also just very... Remarkable. So now, but Rishol Salant is being mechadesh over here. It's just like it is clear to us that when it comes to halachos, there will be a machlekes, and we know exactly how to work it out. Until it's up kapaskin, one has to follow one's shita, and once up kapaskin, then you have to follow the shita Sanhedrin. He says the same thing is true for Hilchos Deis. The same thing is true for the way that Chazal guided us when it comes to behaviors. B'derech ha'avoida, im lisnai b'kabdonos l'chvod ha'Torah, o lisnai b'midas hanova. They had a debate as to what is the right approach to, we would call it personal conduct. What is the right approach for the rabbinic leadership? What's the right way to give chinuch? So there was a machlokes, just like you have a machlokes in halacha. So he says that we use the same approach. And as he's saying, if I'm a Talmud of Hillel, so it's not, I can't say, well, halacha is halacha, God is a God, Rosh is Rosh, it's a free-for-all when it comes to Avodah. No, if I'm a Talmud of Hillel, so I follow Hillel's Shittas in halacha, and I follow Hillel's Shittas in Hilchos Deis. Rav Schechter often suggests that one chooses a Rav or a Rebbe based on Hilchos Deis. He doesn't say it that way, but he often points it out. In other words, that how does a Talmud choose which Rav to ask a shaylus to? So Rav Schechter says that ultimately what happens is that there are certain issues in life which a person is more comfortable with, and he will end up asking the person who shares those shitas in life. Right, he'll ask the biggest Talmud Chacham available. You have several Talmud Chacham available, and then you have to figure out, well, who am I going to ask? So he said, what usually happens is, you know, why does he doesn't say it in these terms, but the person who is a rabid Zionist, he's not going to ask a big Talmud Chacham from the Torah Karta. I said he may say, look, Gemara knows, he's a Gavaldi Boki in Gemara and Shas and Poskim, it's Hilchos Mezuzah. What does it matter what your political leaning is, right? The same thing is true about probably about secular education. You know, these so we end up
hypochondria.
Is that?
In terms of things that involve you have to
involve. He's more nervous. I'm more nervous. So the facts are that we end up asking our mezuzah shalas, our tzitzah shalas, our tefillin shalas, based on Hilchos Deis, where we find, and it could be derech avod as well. Right? I just use the example of political, you know, halachic political. But the same thing is true probably when it comes to openness to Western thought in college. It's something to find where we end up finding ourselves. Not always. Not, I wouldn't say it's down the line. But was that?
Sometimes we get
that. That's right. So that approach that Rav Schechter designs, Rishol Salanter would say, that makes a lot of sense. Because just like there is a machlaikas in halacha, there's a machlaikas in Hilchos Deis. And just like when it comes to mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin, so there is a way that halacha describes how everybody comes to their practice, their observance. So the same thing is true when it comes to Hilchos Deis. K'moy Shilma Kabbos, he says, and just in a Shammai, Mekabbos Char Bad Kaptanusai. In other words, the way Rishol Salanter sees it, when the guy knocked on Hill and Shammai's door, Erev Shabbos, and he was a nudnik, and he bothered Shammai. When the prospective ger came to Shammai and said, "Teach me Torah Regalachas," and Shammai dismissed him. So according to Rishos Lander, Shammai got schar for dismissing him. The same schar that Hill got for teaching him very kindly, the rest is the pirush. The same schar that Hillel got for being mekar, Shammai got for being merachikim, because Shammai understood this was the right form of avodas, the right strategy of avodas Hashem.
That was the thrust of the Gemara there. That's why the Gemara brought down the story. They were both doing good, rather than the way we normally interpret it. Look at Shammai, he didn't.
Right, in other words, it's a very good horror you're saying, because if the only point was that we have to be like Hillel, just go Hillel. Why tell us that Shammai didn't do this? Tell us what Hillel did. Tell us the guy was a nudnik and Hillel still was makar of him. So the point that the Rishos Lander is making, no, the Gemara is making the point of teaching us, Shammai had a mahalach, Hillel had a mahalach, and those that approaches. Achrei kishneyim ayu osim return shalmokim, al piya taira, both were fulfilling God's will. Nimsa ki ma'alosei shel Hillel lehoya gedola klal mimala Shammai. So Hillel's avodas Hashem is not seen as greater, higher level madrega than Shammai's avodas Hashem. V'sham ba'olam ha'emes heima tkuim zeh eisol zeh. And the olam ha'emes, Shammai the captain, Hillel the onav, they're in the same place. Umis angim bin noyim zeve elyon kol echon ba'arhan hagosu lefishi tosi. Each one is getting schar, each one is enjoying the devekus nirvansham, because each one was doing kishitos. Ochain, acharei, asher chachameinu zal posku kehillel. But once at the end of Sugya Chazal, then the rabbis got together. And again, this is so interesting because Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was saying there is psak when it comes to midai sometimes. Va'omeli yodami odam unmusin kehillel. Valnihe kapton kishama hineyata. Mishim isnagbe midas hakabdonos. Avoy negor omoy. Right, but now, if I conduct myself like Shammai, I will not find myself near Shammai and Hillel Hamas. Right, because Chazal said, no, we've accepted Hillel's approach. Hu hadavar, mashiyotza baskol liomra, loy mipnei, shezeh mavir al midoysa, mizeena mavir midoysa. So Salanter is saying, when the Gemara, when Shvaruch will send a baskol, so we learned the Gemara sent the Basco because they felt bad for Eliezer. Eliezer Nurkin is one of the Gedolei Ador, and people were making fun of him, saying, his tefillas, Rekiv is the man. So we learned the Gemara, and it's probably true that the Basco came out for the cover of Eliezer Nurkinus. But we saw Salanter saying, but the message of the Basco was not just saying, he's a good guy also. Don't think that Rekiv had trumped Eliezer Hurricanes. No, it was teaching us that there's a psak over here. V'ze'enoi elosh zem ma'vir al midoysov. V'ze'ena ma'vir midoysov. Asher l'chari yipole ma'oid ma'ze be'emes. Ki v'yezer lo'yoye ma'vir midoysov. So then he says, he asks Akasha, we all know that it's a good thing to be ma'vir al midoysov. We know Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us in ma'vir midoysov. We know the Gemara says that ha'nelovim ve'enam oilvim, those who allow themselves to be embarrassed and don't embarrass, aleihem nemar, Kadosh Baruch Hu says about those people, you should know, they have the glow of the sun at noon. So being ma'avim midoysav is something that's tremendously praised by Chazal. Hachi yipolim imenu la'tois midoysav l'heftzav l'yois ma'avim midoysav. So you're telling me Elizabeth Hyrcanus, a huge Baal Tshuva, Elizabeth Hyrcanus gave up huge wealth in order to be able to, in order to learn. His father was one of the richest men, and he was cut out of his father's wealth because he said, "I'm going to learn." So you have a person who was able to leave, make one of the great sacrifices, so he couldn't become a Marvel Midas, if that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Kini Yudua Kibeliezer Yeshamuti. The Gemara says Elizabeth was Ashamuti. The two shot him in Shamuti. One Shemuti was that Chazal didn't accept some of his positions, and they put him in Chay. And the others, he's a Talmud of Shammai. So So Shaul Salanter says, now you have the whole picture. Lesman Hurkinus of the Talmud of Shammai. And this apparently is before the Vayisvir Leila Halacham Kishamai. And this is before Chazal Paskin. Then we have to follow Hillel. So he was a Talmud of Shammai. He says, I got to follow Shammai. Shammai is not a Maril Midoisav. That's not the Shita of the Talmud Chachamim. Has to be tough love. Has to be, to some extent, this debate, till recently, he had that in various yeshivas. You have certain yeshivas where the yeshiva was distanced, and it was a mashgiach's job to get close with the Talmidim. I was just reading about the mashgiach in Rav Shimon Shkrob's yeshiva. In our shul, we have David Kofnas. David Kofnas' grandfather was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim and a Talmud of Rav Shimon Shkrob. And David Kofnas' father published a few years ago a biography of his father, Yechiel Kofnas. So it has very interesting vignettes in there, because Rav Yechiel Kofnas was a young man in Radin. He was in the Yeshiva Radin. He was close to the Chofetz Chaim. So his stories there we heard, and some stories that we haven't heard. And one of the amazing points of the book is that there was I don't know for how long this was, but there was apparently a long period of time with the Chofetz Chaim davened in his house and not in the Yeshiva. And you know, this Rav Yechiel Kofnas was one of the boys who made the minyan for the Chofetz Chaim. And he writes, it wasn't hard to become one of the guys who made a minyan. It wasn't like everybody was running to be the, they wanted to daven the yeshiva. So he, for years, davened right next to the Chofetz Chaim. He said, can you imagine that? He davened mamash in the Chofetz Chaim. He see his davening day in the antis, and it wasn't, no one was fighting for a seat. So he writes about his time in Rav Shimon Shkrob. So Rav Shimon Shkrob's, his mashgiach was a very distant person, and apparently he had to be in the yeshiva for quite some time before the mashgiach would even talk to you. And he also writes there that the mashgiach, when he saw that one of the younger boys was not behaving the way he should be behaving, so he didn't still didn't go. He had younger talmidim that he would dispatch to the younger Talmud to give him Musa. So he writes that they used to call him the Mashkiach's Cossacks, the younger Talmidim, when he came out. So that was their Shita, distance. They'll learn from distance, they'll learn with a little of Yiras HaKoven, a little Murrah. So they're different Rabbanim, different approaches of how they conduct themselves. Nowadays, I don't know if that still exists much. But so at that time, that was the. So Belez Ibn Hurkinus was doing his avoda about Kaylo Yahyamaru Midoisav. So he wasn't an easy guy, because he was Shammai's Talmud, and Shammai was Kapdonis, and Shammai, that's the way they were supposed to be for Kaddish Baruch Hu. So all of, so the Rishol Salanter is saying, all of these Gemaras that praise Mabel Midoisav, they're all post Shammai, once Chazal Paskin, they were supposed to follow Hillel. Rabbi Akiva, Hoyomi Talmid Hillel. He was a Talmud of Hillel. He's filled with Hillel. Should serve his night. Give me the Nova, and that's why Rabbi Akiva was later on in his life when he became Rabbi Akiva, humble, easygoing. Valkena Yamarim Midoisav. Nimsa Akiva Emesli Hoya Rabbi Akiva Godol Rabbi Eliezer. So he's also saying that exactly what the Gemara is saying, that at that time Rabbi Akiva and Eliezer, you can't say who's greater. Each one determined, this is where to serve the Rebbe Shalom. I'm going to serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu my way, the way that my Rebbe told me to serve. And until I get direction from the Hedrin, that's the right thing to do. And therefore, Elam HaEmes, Rebbe Akiva, with Hurkinus, hang out together.
But we still see that one way worked and one way
did. Omnam, next paragraph. Omnam Masha Omra Baskoil. So now, how do you understand the Baskol that says Kilochach Nen Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Akiva Nen of Yerdu Shomim? The Baskol says, but Achrei Kechleis Hakol, when we had a drought, Rabbi Yezer could not get us rain. Rabbi Akiva could get us rain. So everybody's saying. So this is Yossi is saying. So good. So it's good avoider, but Kadosh Baruch Hu apparently wasn't.
Wasn't after the Rabbi Lazar. Tosa and Rabbi Lozman Okunas and Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
Before or after Hillel.
So apparently it was after Hillel, but it sounds like Chazal hadn't paskened. That's what it sounds like. But let's see what he says. So he says, Inyan. This is what Sam said before we began this parak. Because part of the deal is that Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to us mida keneged mida. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was saying, I have for my Rebbe to be a captain is the right thing as avodas Hashem. I know that by being a captain, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not gonna may not be kind to my tefillas. But that apparently is part of the that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. And he says, all of these maimer that the Kadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself in a like fashion to how we conduct ourselves. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva was able to procure a response from the Ribbono Shel Olam, which Rabbi Eliezer could not. Lezoisis Baal Torah Satzibur, Ulevakish Rachman Milfarim, Lavoral Pishom, Velanish Lehem Beis Tarosim, Misugol Lezem Mishum Ba'atzamay Marvel Midoisim, Yiskabu Tfilosoi. So his Tfila will be more readily accepted. Lezois, Kashir Spalu Al Geshomim, Hiner Vikiva Shemidosi Abederach Hillel, Lies Marvel Midosim, Vikiva was a Talmud of Hillel. Okay, then the minute Shemai Mido Kineged Mido, Achen Eliezer, Shemidos Hesu Mederach Shamai, Velohoya Marvel Midosov. So he wasn't able to accomplish this for Klal Yisrael. Im Omnam Ki Kabul Schar, he will receive a lot of Schar Gamal Zeh. Mashu Oisib Tzayin Hashem Yisbarach Shemai, Lefishi Tosai. Ulam Kasher Sof Sof, Lefishi Tosai Lehoya Marvel Midosov. So then a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mida Kineged Mida was not going to be effective. Moshe Maldavra Doma is you have different talents which different Gedolim have and they provide different service to Klal Yisrael. Vilna Gaon was by himself. He had a few select Talmidim who came into him. His impact on Klal Yisrael was through his Svarim, was through his Talmidim, it was through his Bir Agra. His impact in Klal Yisrael, immense. It was Ad Yom Hazeh. All right? But the Vilna Gaon probably may have said, but my talent is not, I don't have a particular job in Klal Yisrael. Somebody else has other jobs in Klal Yisrael. So Elizabeth Hyrcanus was saying, I am a certain form of Vodas Hashem. I will not be able to appeal to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, do something for Klal Yisrael, Mida Keneged Mida. He davened, he still tried, he has the mechiv to daven, has the mechiv to help Klal Yisrael, he has to pour his heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But his avoda was such that he was giving up this particular access to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's part of the avoda. He understood there was a Rabbi Kiva in the world. Rabbi Kiva, he disagreed with his approach, and Rabbi Kiva, though he disagreed, he will have a different job of being able to have access to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right. Yeah, so it says heavy on of Kihilel. In other words, Shammai also had the Mida Avanivas from Moshe Rabbeinu. But he also had, it wasn't overwhelming. Was that? Yeah. Right. Look, the Rambam says that a Rebbe is supposed to strike a Talmud just to instill Yira in the Talmud, right? We would call that Kabdonos. It's not like it would be so hard to find. You would find this from the Yehei Moir Rabcha Kamari Shemayim. Right? It's so hard to find Mekoris for to have a Rav as a captain. Was that?
Yasser Bencho.
Yeah. Yasser Bencho, yeah. No, we're not saying that Shammai. We don't know if Shammai was a committed captain or he acted like a captain. He functioned like a captain. We don't know if he was. For all he was, Mizgaber on his midah of Nivus to become a captain. For all we know, I have to come back to in terms of an earlier role model. I mean, we do have situations where even Moshe Rabbeinu was when Moshe Rabbeinu after the Cheder Egel, it wasn't. Was that? Yeah, same with that also. Yeah, it could be. Although they were criticized by Chazal for it.
I was actually thinking not exactly what you ascribed to, but I that it could be that Rabbi Elazar Hokanes and Rabbi Akiva were actually Mavi al Midosa in the idiomatic sense of the phrase. When we talk about somebody being Mavi al Midosa, then he's easygoing, he doesn't take offense very easily. But it could be, that they were both that type. But Rabbi Akiva was mamish mavi amidosa. In other words, he was by nature a harsh person.
Yeah.
And through working, he came to this more mellow approach to life, and that's why. Because that's what I was thinking.
We know when he was right. An Amoretz.
Right. So
he had to be.
Mamish mavi amidosa. Yeah. He taught his basic nature.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be, and that could be that. That's what we say by the Akedah. We daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be kovesh as Rachman, just like Avraham was kovesh his natural inclination. Yeah. Good. So again, this is a very oft-quoted piece for two reasons. One is because the Rishol Salanter puts Machlekes in Hilchas Deyes in a similar way to Machlekes in Halacha, both in terms of how they are practiced and how the Psak emerges, and the way that Rishol Salanter says when it comes to Deyes, there will be different approaches, and each one is supposed to follow their approach, and that's their part of their Avodas Hashem. Right now, let's just finish up the shiur by looking at the Beis Yosef on Avinu Malkeinu, because I thought it was very interesting, and that's where we're learning the sugi. If you look at the top selection, that is the Beis Yosef on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Right, Beis Yosef was the sefer that Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote as preparation for the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes, Noigen b'ktsas mekomos. Lomav Rosh Hashanah acharat tefillah Avinu Malkeinu Chotonu Lefanecha. Because of our Kolboy, Kolboy is one of the Svarim of the Chachmei Ashkenaz from around the time of Rashi.
Not like the Oscroll of the latter. Kolboy was not like the Oscroll of the talk about the Siddur Kolboy.
No, there are a few Kolboys, but this is a Rishon who wrote like a Sefer Halacha. So Shatam Mishum the Garcina Reperek Shlishi the Tainus, Chav Heyman Base, Argumara, Shepamachas, Gozru Taanios. Velo Nenu, there was a time when the Rabbonin established fast days, and they davened, Velo Nenu, and Kishrocha did not respond to the Tainus. And then Rabbi Akiva Lifnei HaTeva, and Rabbi Akiva goes to the table, with no reason to mention Rabbi Yezer in this case. Va'omar avinu malkeinu chotonu lefanecha umiyad nene ukishiro hador shenene ba'osot tefila. I quote the Teres Tzvi, but the Kol himself says it. And when that generation saw that avinu malkeinu was responded to by the Rebbeinu Shlalom, hosifu olav divrei bakoshes, they added bakoshes v'tachanunim v'kovim laseris yimei tshuva. So I was very taken by this. Number one is that the Avinu Malkeinu, according to the Beis Yosef, was, we would say, fleshed out in that door. But then apparently the first assignment of Avinu Malkeinu was the Seiris Yimei Tshuva. And I always thought it was Taniyos, and then it was borrowed for Seiris Yimei Tshuva. According to Beis Yosef, no, this was what Avinu Malkeinu was composed for Seiris Yimei Tshuva. Nearly, the Shor Ba'Kosh Sh'Oimim of Avinu Malkeinu, Oimim B'Rosh Hashanah, Avachotonu Lefanecha, That's a debate. We'll discuss it next year, Mr. Hashem. That in one's davening for Rosh Hashanah, so there's a every. We all know that we can give as much shevach Kadosh Baruch Hu as Chazal have in the Nusach HaTfilah. We all know that we are Mamlech Ribon Shel Olam, we have Bakosha from Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should be Megal himself. Can I ask for personal Bakoshas? So the Beis Yosef says that's what Avinu Malkeinu is all about, personal Bakoshas. So there is no reason not to ask for personal Bakoshas. We often point out that that's a machlekes amongst the poskim, where the person can go off the Nusach. And before you l'rotzah, and just ask personally, we'd ask on any day. So I often quote the Chazon Ish, who says, yeah, no one's allowed to ask any bakosh they want right before you l'rotzah. And this is a very strong support for that, that one's asking for refuah, sachzi reinu b'shuva shalema, or asking for zechut, asking for shalach refuah shalema. So now, and the only thing that one should refrain from saying is vidui. We don't say vidui on Rosh Hashanah, presumably, because that's not a great way of being machter or Kadosh Baruch Hu by saying we haven't listened. All right. So then,
I don't know if it's a universal minhag or not, but
right.
I know that on Rosh Hashanah you don't clap when you say Chatan Olamecha, but on Yom Kippur you would.
Good. Yeah. So that's I left it. There is a discussion over here. During the week,
would come.
The course of Iran. And Iran writes at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Kishachol Rosh Hashanah li yais b'Shabbos. Ein oimrimah, so we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Reb Shimon Reb Tzemach, the Tashbeitz, writes in the Tshuva, Sheminu Gulaim Avinu Malkeinu. Bein b'Rosh Hashanah, bein b'Shabbos bein Tayim, they would say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos Tshuva, bein b'Yom HaKippurim, Shachris u'Mincha. The Afal Pi Sharan Loi Kosav Kain, a very, very sharp language. Machloikas as to whether we say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. So it says to the Beis Yosef, even though we don't do this, it is with Teshbeitz. Toe Hoya B'minog Mekoimai. It's very strong Lashon. The later Sfarim say, how can he say it? He said he misunderstood his own minog. Kemoisha Shamanu Mi Talmidov Poya Pel Peh. We spoke to Talmidim. And they lived in the same type place as the Ran, and they said Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. These are all minog issues. Whatever the minog is, they follow the minog. Now, Mogen Avram says, "What's the deal with Shabbos? Why should Avinu Malkeinu be pushed around on Shabbos?" Yesh oimer matam mishum the nitkan keneged brachois emtsiyos. He says, what is Avinu Malkeinu? Of all the things that we would consider deleting on Yom Kippur Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, he says, because what happened with Avinu Malkeinu is that the Sar Rabbi Akiva had this great Nusach, Avinu Malkeinu. And then they added in, they rephrased the various requests we have in the Shemayin Esrei, right? So therefore, when we say Hachzireinu b'shuva shleimu v'necha, that's Hashiveinu. When we say Salach u'machal v'necha, that's Salach lonu. Shalach refua, that's Refu'enu. When we say Kosveinu b'sefer v'necha v'chalkola, that's Birchas Hashanim. B'sefer g'ulu v'shua, that's Re'enu v'anyenu. So he says every single bracha, Hasbach Lon Yishuv Bekarev, Harim Kerem Shol Amecha. So most of them are easy to fit in. Some you have to work a little bit harder to find. But apparently, when he has Shema Kuleinu, so it's easy to identify.
More than 19 of them, though.
Who's that?
More than 19.
Yeah. It's not a tight one to one. But and there could be a few entries that that cover more than one bracha. But the Mogen Avraham is saying is that apparently what happened is they saw Rabbi Akiva had this Nusach Avinu Malkeinu, and then they decided, oh, we're going to take the various bakoshes of our Shemoneh Esrei and read them and put them into the Shemoneh Esrei Avinu Malkeinu. Now the Mogen Avraham says, but now comes Shabbos, and even on Yom Kippur, even Shoshana, we don't ask the regular bakoshes. We still respect the din that Chazal took away the bakoshes on because the Yom Tif. So if Chazal changed the Shemoneh Esrei so that it would not be a Chol Shemoneh Esrei, Gemara says that the two Gemaras, one's the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. One is that the Gemara says that it is prohibited to say the private, the Chol Shemoneh Esrei on the Vachadik Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. And one says that the rabbis did not want to be matriyachas. Hezra Dover is when a person says Shemoneh Esrei with Kavana, it's a very jarring thing, because one thinks about all the things that are on one's mind. And when one says Rafeinu, one thinks about people need a refuah, parnosah, people are out of work. So every single bracha becomes a real avoida. So if it's a Chazal said, the two neschois, one is he can't say it on Shabbos Yom Tov because it'll ruin your Onik Shabbos. The other is that the Chazal didn't want to be a triachas because they wanted to have Onik Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham is taking the view, I believe, that it's osur to say the Vachadik Shemoneh Esrei on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov. So now we're stuck. Now we have Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu is a what we call a was that? No, it's a form of Shemoneh Esrei. So here Chazal said, don't say Shemoneh Esrei, it's going to be too difficult. You'll ruin your Simchas Yom Tov. So, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur per se, we said, but that's what the whole day is about. So we said, Avinu Malkeinu. But when it's Chol and Shabbos, so then the din that on Shabbos one doesn't ask, one doesn't say, Avachadik Shemoneh Esrei, apparently that's why we don't say the Avinu Malkeinu. So the Magen Avraham says, I remember. Hatam Yishom the Nidkan Kineged Berchas Amtzoyis V'zeh Lo Yishayach Elik Shechol B'choil Levush U'Ledvarav B'Erev Shabbos B'Mincha Ha'Yiroi Lo'Imra. Right, last Erev Shabbos we did not say Avinu Malkeinu, right, out of respect for Shabbos, right, the idea being is we're going to get all the point is that we're going to get all upset by saying Avachadik Shemoneh Esrei, can't do it. We're going to get all upset by saying Avinu Malkeinu, and then Kabbalah Shabbos is going to ruin our Kabbalah Shabbos. So therefore, we didn't say Avinu Malkeinu Erev Shabbos. But he says we could have said Avaran Perik Basra could Meshu She'elas Tzracha. All right. So I thought this was an opportunity to look at this at the sugya, and got us back onto the Masechta. Keeps in Aseret Shmeishuva, and I didn't realize this point of the kolboy that Avinu Malkeinu became a tefillah davka for the Aseret Shmeishuva.